the children are our future. Teach them well and let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty they possess inside.
Hello, and welcome to part 5 of our 8-part series entitled Beyond Black and White, Addressing Cultural Bias in Word Gap Studies. I'm Penny Smith with special guest Dr. Anita Pandey, author of Language Building Blocks. Dr. Pandey, tell us about the argument that we are missing the big picture, words versus language, and how it addresses cultural bias.
I'm wondering if you want me to tell that to you in 30 million words. I don't even possess 30 million separate words in my vocabulary, but now I'm going to start paying attention to the variety of words I use. So if I were to respond to you, I would really ideally be using single words. But the truth is, this conversation would not get very far if all I asked you or responded to you as would be, yes, argument. Say what? That doesn't make a lot of sense. We really have to use words in context, and we have to use them in sentences and utterances to be meaningful. The only time we speak in single words is when we say, hello, hi, bye. Very rarely do we just look at someone and, you know, just talk in words. That would be very, very difficult. So we really need to look at the big picture, because there are even many expressions that cannot be captured in single words. That's why I'm a big fan of conceptology and not just vocabulary. Imagine if you said, je ne sais quoi, in one word. You wouldn't be able to say that. And there's so many other expressions, like even wishing people bon appétit. I don't even know how to say that in standard English, because we don't in standard English go around actually saying buen provecho, bon appétit. But so many languages out there actually have expressions to remind people to enjoy their meals, because it's culturally important to sit down and enjoy your meal and not just eat on the run. In fact, I was reading recently that in Brazil it's rude to eat while standing and on the streets. Meals are supposed to be enjoyed and you're supposed to sit down. But here we're always running because we become so urbanized. But that in itself, expressions that we use that cannot translate into words, it shows that we're missing the big picture, because we don't really talk in words. When was the last time you had a word with someone that was a single word?
I don't recall.
No, you used 3 words for that.
I did, didn't I?
Yeah.
Okay. So thank you, Dr. Pandey.
You're welcome.
Please join us in the next podcast for part 6, where we will pinpoint the cultural bias with the argument that 1 + 1 equals more. Word on the street.